Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua, being the various du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as they explained, that the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are extremely comprehensive, small words, but very deep in meaning, very far-reaching, very broad in the extent that it covers. So the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all actually a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What du'as he made at which moments. And this is the beauty of Islam. At every occasion we have got du'as to read. Person wakes up, there's a du'a to read. Person is leaving his house, there's a du'a to read. Person is entering the masjid, there's a du'a to read. Person is leaving the masjid, there's a du'a to read. Person is traveling, there's a du'a to read. Every occasion we are taught du'as to read. So it's as though all the time a person is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That connection and that link with Allah ta'ala is there all the time. Person goes into the toilet before he can go, what du'a to read. Comes out of the toilet, what du'a to read. The time of wudu, what du'a to read. After wudu, what du'a to read. But this is the beauty. It's only found in the deen of Islam. When you look at the West, if you ask them what they do to pray for disease, etc., or what they do at the moments when they have their ceremonies, and they tell you all they can do is observe 1 minute of silence. That is their du'a, that 1 minute of silence. When you got nothing, then that's all you can do. You can observe silence. But Islam, at every occasion, we are taught du'as. So today's du'a got to do with the heart. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this heart is a very powerful organ of the body that Allah Ta'ala has given us. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَتِ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. That if this one piece of flesh is corrected, then the whole body is corrected. And if this one piece is not correct, if this one piece of flesh that goes in the wrong manner, in the wrong fashion, is corrupted, then the whole body becomes corrupted, the eyes become corrupted, the ears become corrupted, the limbs become corrupted. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala wa hiya al-qalb, ala wa hiya al-qalb, ala wa hiya al-qalb. Verily, certainly this is the heart. In other words, this heart influences the decisions of a person. Therefore you find when a person is very, very emotional also, sometimes he makes wrong decisions. So whichever way his heart is taking him, accordingly he's making decisions. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learn from this dua also that Allah ta'ala must make it such that our heart takes to deen. Our heart takes to deen. There was a great personality by the name of Bahadur Shah Zafar, rahmatullah alayhi, was the last of the Mughal emperors in the time of the Mughals. So in one poem of his, it's a long poem, but just for the purposes of this, we'll mention the last part. He said that he is dressing himself, describing life and the passage of life and the different moments a person goes through life, happiness and sadness, and sometimes it's richness and sometimes it's poverty, sometimes it's good days and sometimes it's bad days. In other words, the fluctuations of life. So then he tells and he addresses his heart, Azal Kuj Dila to Muhammad Ilahi Dila. Oh heart, if you want to take to something, don't take to sports, and don't take to the world, and don't take to the building, don't take to the investment. If you want to take to something, oh heart, take to the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is what you should be attracted to. That is what you should be attached to. Not the love of everything else, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the heart is correct, then everything is correct. If the heart is on deen, then the person is on deen. If the heart is away from deen, then the person is far away from deen. Keeping this in mind, we'll understand this beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن شهر بن حوشب رضي الله عنه قال قلت لأم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها يا أم المؤمنين ما كان أكثر دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان عندك قالت كان أكثر دعائه يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا شهر بن حوشب rahmatullah alayhi narrates that I asked Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the our Mubarak mother, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he addressed her as Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, O mother of the believers, what was the most frequent dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was with you? A beautiful way of asking. See, when they would address the seniors also, would address them with love and respect. One thing we learn from here is that when we are also addressing our seniors, we address them with words of love and words of respect. So how did he address her? Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, O mother of the believers. And then he goes on to ask his question, what was the most frequent dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was with you? So she replied, the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made most frequently was this dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deeni. O the turner of hearts, keep my heart steadfast on your deen. O the turner of hearts, keep my heart steadfast on your deen. So here this phrase, turner of hearts, teaches us that Allah Ta'ala is the one who can grant both guidance and misguidance. Allah Ta'ala can just turn a person's heart to guidance and a person can come on to guidance. And a person who's on guidance, he shouldn't be too confident of himself that I'm now on guidance. He should never be confident of himself. All it requires for Allah Ta'ala to turn this person's heart and he can go on to this misguidance. Ulama explained as an indication to one's end result is decisive. Hence one should be concerned that he's blessed with death upon iman. He's worried right till the end, my heart can just change. Now this is a indication that he's worried about passing away with iman. In Tirmidhi Sharif, the following words are added. And once Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam why he recited this dua so often, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Umm Salama, there is no person except that his heart is between the two fingers of Allah Ta'ala. It's an expression that between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no person except that his heart is between the two fingers. In other words, it's an expression to show that Allah Ta'ala has full control of every person's heart. So he keeps straight those whose heart he wishes, and Allah Ta'ala misguides those who he wishes. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the following verse of the Quran Sharif, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. O our Allah, do not cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided us. Grant us your mercy, for verily you are the great giver. And here also a person should try and remember this dua. It's a very beautiful dua. Very, very beautiful dua which comes in Surah Ali Imran. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. O Allah, don't cause our hearts to go astray. In this dua also is showing a person's total dependence of Allah Ta'ala. It's not my knowledge that will keep me straight. It's not my influence, it's not my wealth, it's not my support around me. Allah, it's only you that will keep me straight. Allah, after giving me hidayah, don't allow me to slip. How many times do you find people slipping even after having guidance? Sometimes people ask, how come even ulama also slip and go off? Anybody can slip and anybody can go off. Therefore, we must be continuously worried about our islah, continuously worried about our correction. This is something that we should continuously maintain. Two things our ulama explained is continuously maintain the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in the remembrance of Allah. Don't forget Allah Ta'ala and continuously be worried about our islah and our correction. We mustn't slip, we mustn't fall on the journey of life when we are going to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.